Okay, we'll start the second part of Kedupje's meditation. So, get ready to meditate. And start by watching your breath. We'll take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, specifically in the Heart Sutra, and try to think about why what you need to know might be in there to escape your death. and concentrate on someone whom you know is suffering and try to get that a feeling that you would like to reach your own enlightenment to help them. And picture your root lama in front of you meditating with you. And think about some quality about them that you can see, which is good. And imagine the parts that you can't see that are good, and bow down to them in your mind. And make an offering to them, and the best is your own efforts to understand the sutra, and offer them that for the rest of the day. and think about something, the most negative thing you did yesterday or that you thought about yesterday, and look at it and try to purify it from your mind. Think of the best thing you did yesterday, best thought you had. Normally, it could be when you were fighting with your negative side. Those are the most powerful and most, they're the strongest karma, the best good karma. Think about, be proud about it, that you're trying. And try to think of a very specific instance where you fought with your mind, and you put up a good fight. and pray that during the day, especially today, that you receive the teaching, that you get it, and that you have some blessing to understand what you hear today. Then lastly, pray for the long life of the great teachers in this world, and also that the teachings themselves survive in a good way. That's very bad times for Buddhism. It's being pushed out of Tibet. It's dwindling among the refugees in India. It's come here, but it's not strong yet. And pray for the teachings also. Okay, if you have to move or shift or get more comfortable, go ahead. Then we'll go through the physical body again, and this is all part of the first step. It's called matatmacchepara. It means we're just going to observe the physical parts of our life without any kind of examination or any kind of philosophy, just checking them. And we'll start with the objects of your eye, which is colors and shapes. So go around the room with your mind. Think about all the colors and shapes. I mean, try to picture your physical body sitting in a big box called this room, and other physical bodies sitting around, and the colors of the walls and the windows, and the color of the grass outside, and the trees and the sky. And just go through all the colors and all the shapes that are part of your world. The ones you call your arms and your legs, and also the ones you call the grass and the sky. And just go through all the colors and shapes of your world as it is right now in this room. If your mind wanders, bring it back. Try to get a, you know, try to go 180 degrees around and look at each color and shape that you can imagine you could see in this room. You don't have to open your eyes, but just go through all of the colors and shapes. If you turned your head from left to right, what would you see? Now we go to the second step of the meditation, and do the same thing. Like, imagine that you're turning your head all the way to the left, and you're looking at the colors and the shapes, all the things. You're looking out the window, you're looking at the wall, you're looking at the other people here, and move your eyes across the room, all the way to the right side. For me, it's another window. And another fence and some grass, and then look down at your hands and your knees and your chest, all in your mind. Look at them one more time. Thank you. Now we'll start the examination of those colors and shapes. And here, there's a choice. And you can go either way. One, the first choice would be that those colors and shapes, as you normally see them, like right now we're visualizing them, but suppose your eyes were open and you looked around the room that way. You started from left, then you slowly went to the right. The question would be, do those things exist outside of you, or are they inside of your mind? So for now, for the first step, pretend that they're outside and go around the room from left to right with your eyes and concentrate very deeply on the feeling you have, the natural feeling that they're outside of you, that they're like, if you reached out with your arm, you could touch some of them, or if you threw a rock, it would hit them. And concentrate on that feeling you have that they're outside of you. You're looking at the same things, but this time you're thinking about where are they, and you're deciding they're outside. Then we'll go one more time across the room. Start from left to right. Go slow. Think about each thing you could see. And get that feeling. Get in touch with that feeling. It's a natural feeling that you have, that if I ask you, are those things outside of you or inside of you, you think they're outside of there. I can touch them. I can reach out and touch them. If I had a stick, I could reach out and hit them. I could throw a rock at them. They exist outside. And go across the room one more time. You can look out the window, it's fine. And get in touch with your natural feeling that those things are outside and they exist from their own side. It's that natural feeling you have that if you were not here in this room, all those things would still be here. Then in one way that feeling is wrong and they don't exist that way, and we'll go into it more on the next meditation. So now, for now, dedicate it dedicate the good karma we just did to someone that you know is having a problem today, this weekend, someone that you are pretty sure has a problem, and think about them very, very concretely, and think about dedicating this good karma to them. Then ask that Lama to come to your head and then down into your heart. And he pictured them there very clearly, that they're staying there. They're very happy with you. And that the conditions are good. They'll be there with you today in your heart. Okay, relax a little bit.